So in phase three, the study was a randomized, double-blind study, including the BELIEVE study in transfusion-dependent thalassemia patients. There is a BEYOND study still ongoing in non-transfusion-dependent. The one completed is in transfusion-dependent. We enroll 366 thalassemia transfusion-dependent patients in 35 countries, 65 centers. The randomization was 2 patients randomized for the drug and 1 for placebo. And the primary endpoint was a reduction of blood consumption for at least equal or more than 33% compared to baseline, a fixed period during the year of observation, or even more than that, more than 50, that was a secondary endpoint, more than 50% reduction of blood transfusion. Just to make the long story short, we achieve all the primary and secondary endpoint with the luspatercept treatment, and moreover, looking at the results not in a fixed period, fixed week, but in a rolling way process, which means that at any time during the year of treatment, we observed that a large proportion of patients achieved a reduction of blood consumption higher than 70%, which means a lot, really a lot. Because if a patient is receiving, for example, let's say 30 units of blood per year, 70% reduction is really impressive, which means much less session of transfusion, a long interval between the need of transfusion and significant reduction of iron intake. So the results are quite impressive and very promising. Keep in mind that this treatment is a subcutaneous injection, like insulin, just a small injection every 3 weeks. And that is going to substitute the blood transfusion.